Department for Children and Families Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel says the contractors will face fines and citations against their licenses. Last year, the public learned that kids were sleeping in the offices of Kansas foster care contractors because of a lack of available placements on short notice. That problem has been reduced, but Meyer-Hummel says her goal is totally eliminating it, and the penalties add urgency to that. The change comes after a 13-year-old girl staying in a contractor office was allegedly raped earlier this year by another teen. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka.